1077 The Pulse, News Talk 98.1 WTSN. Good afternoon. Welcome to Kale and Company for a Thursday. A delight to have you along with us. And a delight to have back on the program today, Dr. Barry Taylor. Dr. Barry, welcome back.
Well, thanks, Ken. Good to hear your voice again.
Well, it's good to hear your voice again. And, you know, we have a whole new audience now since you were last here. Folks listening on the seacoast of New Hampshire and in southern Maine on News Talk 98.1 WTSN. So before we talk about our subject today, why don't you just give those folks a little bit of a background?
A background. I'm a naturopathic physician. My love and passion in life is being partners with people. Talk about health promotion, lifestyle, how to eat to support your body to be as strong and vital as possible. I've been doing this for 45 years. I've been practicing until I get it right. I do a lot of teaching. I wrote a book that you've been wonderful to promote over the many conversations that you and I have had. I do keynotes for medical academies, and I do talks and corporations, and wow, you and I are in the midst of a fabulous challenge for people to think about how they're thinking about what's going on in the world, because the world is changing rapidly in front of our eyes. So I've been a student of looking at health, what are some of the cornerstones and foundations of health. I've been a student of healing, looking at my own life and my own lessons in life about how to resolve and learn from some of the really challenging experiences that I've gone through in life. And as you and I know, we like to kid around with each other, and I use a lot of humor so that people can listen, because I think that when people are entertained some, then we might together be able to go deeper than when we're so serious. So I've always loved that about you, that you and I can kid one another a lot.
And I think we need humor at this time perhaps more than any other, because there's no doubt about it. We have to deal with it somehow. Life has changed to a point where, we have never seen it before like this. Everybody, it's a whole new world for everybody. No matter where you are, almost, you could say it worldwide. It's something like we have never experienced before.
The planet is shifting. From different places in life, different kinds of points of view. You know, we looked at when there was the first person that stepped down off of a spaceship onto the moon. There were people who wrote, what was it like to have that many eyeballs and that many brains and that many, states of consciousness all focusing on the exact same thing? There was a lot of talk then about what it was like post a person walking on the moon when collectively the whole awareness, the consciousness of some enormous percentage of the world's population was focusing on that. And in my lifetime, on your lifetime, I don't think there's been anything since that that's had the gravitas of the world collectively coming together to look at this crisis, this pandemic. And I was so grateful that you said, yes, let's have another conversation today, and we might continue it a week from today and do some more conversations. Because, I'm a provocateur. I like to tickle or rib or elbow people to kind of look at how they're looking at things. And I think how we're looking at this is part of the problem. And I'd love to, so I want to get into some practical stuff in the next hour that we have together. I want to look at some herbs and some vitamins and some foods. But you know me, I really want to talk about the context, because I think the context is part of the problem. I said that already.
The context is part of the problem. Now just explain that a little bit.
Well, You know, you've been so gracious over our many interviews to talk about my book, Love Your Body, A Path to Transformation, Health and Healing. And I talk in the beginning of the book about the nature of drug surgical orientation. Like, it's not a bad way. It's not the wrong way. And allopathic medicine is problem-solving disease management. And I'm listening to so many people who have now gotten scared, very understandably so, and who are so overwhelmed with the languaging and the way that this is being positioned by our leaders and by the medical people, that people are not really seeing that there's an opportunity here. Even the term social distancing, I personally think, is a horrible term. Because we don't heal from necessarily socially distancing. I understand there's a necessity from a disease vector, infectious agent point of view of washing our hands and staying away from people. But there's a way that we're languaging this that's having people be shut in. In other words, when you talked earlier about the world is changing in front of our eyes, you know, we've not been dealing with words of quarantine. I mean, those are words we think about in the Korean War or the Vietnam War or World War II. You know, we don't deal as a population with words of lockdown. And the whole term of social distancing, I don't think really allows people to open up to see, well, what's the opportunity for me, you know? So even that term that keeps us separate, which at one level I honor and respect, we might need to be more separate. But the amount of fear, the amount of anxiety that I think people are generating is not what's going to make this crisis turn into an enormous opening as a possibility for healing, for people to see, well, what was working in my business that I want to continue? What's not working? So people are just staying shut in, locked down. The streets are empty. And there's so much fear, which is different than, how could this be an opportunity for me to look at my lifestyle? How could this be an opportunity for me to look at better self-care? What does this mean besides just washing my hands every hour or two? And not meeting in large groups of people, which kind of makes sense. But when I listen, and so many of people that I know have got their TVs on most of the day, I personally think that's a gigantic, huge mistake. Because as you know, as we've talked about my books over the last year and a half that you and I have had conversations, there's something about tone and mood that people heal in. And it's not like people shouldn't be afraid. It's that people are not looking at the resources for how to trust. People are not really looking for resources of, well, where am I going to find courage in the face of what's happening in the outer world? There are so many different things that we could be doing to make us laugh a little more. Just because we're in a moment where lots of people are getting sick and we need to somewhat protect ourselves doesn't mean we can't have family dinners. They're not canceled. You know, it doesn't mean we can't walk outside and really enjoy the beauty of nature and really look at the beauty of trees or sky. Now, it doesn't mean we can't go online and say, wow, I have so much extra time. I think I'm going to take up Italian. Or, you know, there are like 13, I think, is the number worldwide famous museums that you can take a tour of online.
Right.
So
yeah.
I have lists of things that I'm sending to people that I'm considering positive rather than just washing your hands and focusing on the numbers. Because we're not talking about how many people are getting well and how many people are safe.
Right, exactly. And I was going to recite some statistics that just came in, but you know, I'm going to set that aside for a little while because I think you're on the right track. I really and truly do, because I was talking with my previous guest on the program today, Alan Lessels from the University of New Hampshire, and He was talking about after he got off the phone with me that he was going to be FaceTiming his grandchildren in Colorado, and they were going to be reading together. I mean, this is a great opportunity, and I think it's going to bring families closer together.